Public Home Brothers, Tuesday night. Shara Vodas Elokim, Peg Sadik, Paragimel. We're going through the ways, the ways in which Ora Sichlis has superiority over Ora Toronis. We're up to the seventh way, the last way. He has a list of seven ways. He's up to the seventh. The third line on page Sadik, the Ofen Hashvi, the seventh way. Shamish Bas Haboah Al Yedei HaTorah Bilavad. Ein Ha'odam B'tuach Ba'atzmo Shelo Yishgebah. He has an interesting... I mean, it's not absolute what he says. Obviously, you'll see in a second. It's not absolute. But he's talking about a general tendency. Kozman, you're on level one, he says. So you're engaged in this world, and you're living in this world, and you have the normal nisyonos. And you could be lazy, you could oversleep, you have taivis, you have your ritzonos, you have different things pulling you away from doing the mitzvah. So you're on a battlefield where this struggle is taking place, the struggle between your own ritzonos and your own taivis and your own desires and your own pleasures. And Hashem says, you can't do this, you have to do this, you can't do this, you're not allowed to look here, you have to look, you're not allowed to do this, what you're allowed to do. So you're on that battlefield, and you know who... You win some, you lose some. Ki akoach ata avosoni, orev lo, is like lying in ambush for him, the tzofe lizmane ha-hasalmus mimeno. And it's just waiting, you know, for him to slip up. You're not doing mitzvahs a whole day, so if you're not also going to vote this Hashem, so you know, it's ripe. It's a ripe time to be machshel you in other things, or to make you lazy, not to do the mitzvah Hashem. You're on the battlefield, so to speak, of this world, and nobody can be sure of himself, and you're always struggling. And the Yetzirah pounces, hoping that you'll ignore your responsibilities and your duties, and he tries to ensnare you. But if a person living with ha'ara sichlis is living in a different world, he's already beyond. Again, I mean, it's not absolute. I mean, the person, his life's struggles are not over. Adarabba, you know, he has to struggle to maintain his madrega, but the battlefield is a different battlefield. Once he's reached this madrega, which is a very high madrega, it's not something you reach, like, you know, quickly and automatically, and you just jump to it. If the years of struggle, a person... But once he's on that level, where he's holding there, and his heart's engaged in gratitude to Hashem, and he understands that he has to pay Hashem back, so he's beyond, like, he's over the hump in terms of the everyday nisyonos of this world, of being, you know, tugged here and there by his taivas and his yetzahara. He's beyond that already. The second level of kniya, the level of ha'ara sichlis, is reached when you've indeed, you know, leapfrogged over. You're not in this world anymore. You're in a world, you have a relationship with Hashem, you're living with Hashem, you want to pay Hashem back for all the good he did to you. You walk around with a heart full of gratitude towards Hashem. Moda Menachem Loch is your constant companion. You're seeing things, you're appreciating. And it's like to a kid who has a good marshal. I'm giving the marshal. A kid who has no Hakaras HaTovus parents. So every day is a struggle. Keep it over aim. It's a struggle. You know, he doesn't want to do what they say. He doesn't want to give them respect. He doesn't want to talk to them with respect. So good, even if he knows there's a mitzvah. So, okay, so that's the struggle. He doesn't feel like standing up for them. He doesn't feel like listening to them. He holds he knows better. And okay, but the Torah wants him to respect them, so he's in a, he's struggling. But imagine a kid who already is beyond that. He realizes that everything he is today now is because his mother, Mamish, spent 23.9 hours a day with him from when he was born until he was 19 years old. I don't know, 14 years old, 16 years old. She stayed with him. When he was sick at night, she stayed with him and she wiped his forehead down and she gave him 3 meals a day. You start counting the meals she gave him and the laundry, and she took care of him and she took him to school. And, you know, it's not someone who's holding there. And his father supported him, and his father gave him everything, and he's living in a house, and all the amenities of the house, he's living there because his father works every day. His father goes to work and earns money and pays a mortgage or pays a rent and buys food and pays tuition. A kid that would be holding there by that Hakaras HaTov, he wouldn't have to struggle with Kibud Av V'Aim. It would be the most natural thing in the world. He wouldn't have a conflict between, okay, I want to do this, my parents want me to do that. He owes everything to them. How can he think of his own petty desires in the face of what, you know, if they need something? He would drop everything and then go run to take care of them. He hears his mother's not feeling well, right? Once a person, and person matures and becomes a parent himself, most of the time that does the trick. Then he hears his mother's not feeling well. He drops everything. He leaves work. He gets into his car and he runs to his mother to take care of us. That's my marshal, he's saying. Once a person is holding by an appreciation of Tokei Achivrim, Al Bisharumim, Matar Asurim, Somechnoflim, breathing, hearing, everything, he doesn't have to deal with the with the struggles of everyday life. That's what the Chabad Halbavah says. So you'll say, automatically, everybody that reaches that Madrega is a total Tzadik Gomer. He's talking about what battlefield you're on. And it's a very high Madrega, the second level of Ha'ara Sichlis. It's a person walking around with a heart overflowing with gratitude towards Hashem. And he's always thinking about Godless Hashem, and how Hashem is native to him. And everything that happens to him and everything he does, he owes to Hashem. And how can he repay Hashem? What can he do for Hashem to show his appreciation? That person's on a different battlefield. He doesn't have to worry. The Chaim Zalbovitz uses very strong sentences. Because he doesn't have to worry about his tithes getting the better of him, his own ritzonos getting the better of him. He's on a different level. He's on a different plane. Not because he's a bigot tzaddik. And I think of the muscle with the kid to understand this Chaim Zalbovitz properly. He's like embarrassed. He would be embarrassed to think about his own desires when he realizes that everything he has in the world, and the ability to have desires, and the ability to afford desires, and what he owes to his parents. So how can he like pursue his own good? He can have a selfish, self-centered, egotistical, like total, like, you know, playerish a person. Yeah, you could, you know. Then he wouldn't have reached the second Madrega. He's talking about a person that's on the second Madrega. He says, he betucha mimishke v'toz, very strong words. He's like insured from falling into the trap of the Yetzirah of Taiva. And that's, he's in control of his seichel already. He has already utilized his seichel to be holding on a certain level of Avodas Hashem. Remember, on the first, this is Ha'ara Sichlis. This is already utilizing the Seichel, engaging the Seichel in developing a relationship with Hashem. So he's in control of his Seichel. Right? So he's not on a different battlefield, because the Nefesh is not in that world of Ha'ara Sichlis. You have to get rid of your Taibus. You have to get rid of your ego to develop an appreciation that Hashem is the source of everything you have. You have to get rid of the feeling of Kochi Bo'otzem Yodi. You have to get rid of the feeling that you can make it on your own, that you are the provider of your needs. You have to, right, your desire for pleasure, which is a desire of gratification. But when you realize that everything Hashem gives you, and He gives you Tov, and He says, don't do this, don't do that. And this Gabrus HaSechel Aleim V'shtamshu Behem Kvi Chochmoso Ritzono Ulefikach Nasas HaMishmas Hazu, His obedience to Hashem when you're on the second level, because on the second level, of course, you're also keeping Torah. That's a must. That's the Aleph Beis. That you're keeping, you're still on the first level. When you get to the second level, then your keeping of Torah mitzvahs takes on a whole new dimension. But so you're keeping Torah, and then betucha, it's a done deal. It's in his pocket already. He's not gonna struggle with chil Shabbos. Person has a desire. Hashem says, keep Shabbos. You know, there's no Bezdin now, there's no Skila, nobody's looking, and he wants to move Muktzah. Nobody, you know, he's struggling. But a person that walks around on Shabbos saying, you know, I'm testimony that Hashem created the world, and Hashem wants me to refrain from any, you know, weekday type activities on Shabbos because it's Shabbos. And he wants me to, Shabbos is different. Shabbos is above everything else. Shabbos is the time to say it's not Shesh. You have to declare Shabbos. Today is not a weekday. Today is the day where we say Hashem is the creator of the world. And that's brought out by Shabbos. So you're not going to struggle with Muktzah. It's like, it's petty, it's silly. You have big things going on Shabbos. You're not gonna be, you know, tempted by certain by pettiness. That's what he says is the seventh thing. Kamo shamar akosov, and look, a very interesting way of interpretation of the pasuk. Lo yuuna letzadik kol oven. So, you know, if you learn this pasuk, you know, Hashem protects the tzaddik. Okay, that's nice. It's like a reward. We don't know what it is. Or it means that tzaddik doesn't do a chait, even though the lashon is it doesn't happen. A chait doesn't happen to him. So you say, okay, but it really means you don't do a chait. You don't. But he's giving now a tremendous insight into this pasuk. It doesn't happen means it doesn't happen through a sudden temptation. It doesn't happen through shogeg, which is not onis. Shogeg doesn't happen because he's not careful. It doesn't happen. He's on a level where these things don't happen to him because he's totally into what he's doing, and with a deep-seated reason in his own mind and heart and soul. So he doesn't have to like be on guard always and slip sometimes. Okay, that's the seventh reason. We'll stop here. And the Mitzvah Shem in the coming days, he's going to explain why Ha'ora Toronis is the necessary